If you'd like to support this ministry, you'll find information at the end of this podcast. Okay, what we're going to talk about now is being tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. It's important, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14, it says that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and the cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Now, I want to talk about being balanced. In the body of Christ, there are certain people who have one doctrine and that's all they have. There are people who all they talk about is grace, but they don't talk about the law. They don't talk about, we know that you are not saved by works, you're saved by grace. We know that. We know that there are some people who talk about casting devils, about deliverance, and they know everything there is to know about every demon and their name and all the characteristics. And their doctrine is true. Everything they preach is true, but it's all about having a balance. If you are centering towards something and you don't take everything else into account, you become unbalanced. And you can be tossed by every wind of doctrine. If you don't have a full balanced diet, you become malnutrition. So in the Bible, it's if you find that you're in a church and they've got their 150 pet scriptures, and everybody who stands up and gives a sermon or preaches uses that 150 scriptures to dwell in, they camp a tent in them, and you go to another church or another denomination and they have their 250 or some denominations only have their 50 scriptures. They're very limited in their theology. And there's some that have 250, some have 300. But Paul said, I've not shunned to declare the full counsel of God. Now, the idea is that these people who have these pet scriptures or these pet doctrines, and they may be theologically sound, they may be scripturally sound, they may totally plug in with the kingdom of heaven, but unless you have the other components in place to give everything balance, you become unbalanced and you give open door for the enemy to deceive you. There are people who believe in the poverty doctrine, that you have to be poor. The Bible says that we brought nothing into this world, and it is definitely we will not bring anything out. The Bible says, be happy with food and raiment. The Bible also says in the scriptures that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. The Bible says, we know about Solomon, that he was the wealthiest man that ever lived. So, and then Paul, he speaks, he says, I know how to be happy when I'm poor, and I know how to be happy when I've got abundance. So, there is a balance in everything. In the poverty doctrine and the prosperity doctrine. The prosperity people will say that poverty is an abomination. And the poverty people will say that prosperity is gluttonous and over excess. And sowing to the flesh. And they can bring all their scriptures, and the rich can bring all their scriptures, all of the prosperity doctrine people. And then you've got the blessing. Right now, there is a teaching in the Bible called the blessing. You'll find that in Galatians. Jesus was a curse for us that we might receive the blessing of Abraham. Now that scripture is true. All that teaching is true. But if we run around and all we look at is being blessed, and all we do is partake of the blessing, And we're not people who are sold out for Jesus. We're not people who are dying to the flesh. We're not people who are sanctifying ourselves. We're not people who are ministering unto each other. We're not people who are being of a servant's heart. Then we become unbalanced. So we need to take into account all of these doctrines, bring them all in and knit them all into one big fullness of God. Now, there are people who that's all they do is they preach that. They preach a certain type of scripture. They preach a certain way. And that's it. And anything else outside of that is no good. They don't want to talk about it. But I want to talk about the fullness of God. I want to live in the fullness of God. I want everything that God has to offer me. I want my full reward. I want everything that God can give me. So in so doing, I get myself out of the way and God fills me with Him, and we are transported from glory to glory as we behold His face. Really, the bottom line of all the doctrines, the bottom line of everything is that we allow ourselves to be transformed into the image of Jesus. He is the prototype that we are to model ourselves as. He said to His disciples, "As the Father has sent me in this world, so I send you." So basically what He's saying is, what I'm doing, you do too. What I've done, you do too. Who I am, what you do that as well. Now, we'll never ever be able to compete with His deity, because He is God. He is the second person in the Godhead. He is the Word of God. He was there in the beginning. He was with the Father. He is part of the Trinity. We'll never be part of that. But we are the sons of God, and we are humans who have been filled with the Holy Ghost, who have been adopted into the kingdom of God, and the Father, the first member of the Godhead, has poured His love out on us. And Jesus is now our high priest and will make intercession for us forever and ever. He was God, now He is man God. So we have God, and now we have man God. Jesus is a man God. We're just men and women. Okay? So we worship Him in His deity as He is God. And we worship Him and we bow our knee unto Him because He won access for us into the kingdom of God through the blood, through the cross, through Him laying down His life. So as far as pet doctrines go, it's not very wise to just dwell on one pet doctrine and be exclusive to that and preach only that, because if you do, you'll become unbalanced. And you'll actually miss out on all of the things that God wants to give you in all of the other parts. It's like a jigsaw puzzle. If you've got 5 pieces and that's all you want, you miss out on all the other pieces that make up the bigger picture. That, you know, there are people who all they do is heal. They're just into healing. That's it they do. Heal. They pray for people. They lay their hands on, the power of God comes over them, they heal them. That's great. I do that. Don and I, we walk in healing. We also walk in deliverance. We deliver people from demons. We also teach people how to get baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit. We actually get people plugged into the kingdom of heaven. We also get people plugged into the things of God. We don't become their guru. We plug them into God. We send them back to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one that teaches and guides them. So, you know, we are trying to walk in a full rounded gospel, a full rounded doctrine, a full rounded theology, a full rounded perspective idea of God, who God is. There is 9 attributes of God. We're trying to understand all of those attributes and to walk in all of those, or to give heed to all of those attributes. God is, He is judgment. Now, there are people who talk about, you know, judgment. All they talk about is judgment. They'd say God's going to throw all of those who are sinners into hell. Now, they're correct. But there are others who talk about grace. There are others who talk about the mercy and the goodness of God. But the Bible also says, behold, the goodness and the severity of God. There are 2 ends of the spectrum, the goodness and the severity of God. There's the goodness, there's his grace and his mercy, right? And then there's his judgment. And if you don't line up, God is, if you don't understand how God is a righteous judge, if you don't understand how God operates, that there is no shadow of turning, he doesn't give sentence to one person, then give lenience to another. There is no shadow of turning in. He is a righteous judge. He takes everything into account. And every person who receives the reward they receive, whether it be good or bad, receives exactly what they should deserve. Because God is a righteous judge, whether it be good or bad. So we can count on that. We can count that God doesn't wake up one day and have a good day or a bad day, and that he's mean or nasty to us, or that he's just overly good and nothing else. It doesn't work like that. God says that he wished that all men would be saved, but yet not all men are saved. That's God's will. We have to partner with God's will, and we become part of his whole plan. Everybody talks about the sovereignty of God. There are people who talk about the sovereignty of God, that, well, you know, God will save every person that he wants to save. So, therefore, if we just sit down, God will just save them, because there's the sovereignty of God. The sovereignty of God is, sometimes when they have just a single view, they become unbalanced and they take things to an extreme, which if they were to take into all accounts all the other parts of God's will, they wouldn't be as extreme. So the bottom line is to be balanced, to take in all of the aspects of God, to read all of the Word of God. I went to a church once and they said, we believe in all of the Bible, all of it. I said, you truly? They said, yes. I said, everything that's in the Bible, we believe. We believe in the whole Word of God. I said, that's wonderful. I said, do you believe in baptism? They said, yes. I said, that's good. I said, what about Mark 16, where it says, and Jesus, this is the words of Jesus, and he said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that is baptized and believes will be saved. He that doesn't believe will be damned. And these signs will follow them that believe. What do you think about that? So you need to be baptized to be saved. He says, oh, no, we don't believe in that scripture. That's only one scripture. I said, but that scripture is being spoken by Jesus. This is a direct quote from Jesus' mouth. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. There's a commission. And he said, he that believes in me, believes in Jesus, and is baptized shall be saved. So what are you saying? You're saying that, well, Jesus is saying that if you believe in him, and that Greek word is trust in, adhere to, and rely upon. So there's people will say, well, I believe in Jesus. I say, well, have you read the rest of the Bible where it says this is what people do if they believe in him? He speaks all through his Gospels. If you believe me, if you trust in me, if you love me, if you keep my word, my Father will love you. You know, just believing doesn't cut it. If you're in a church where they've got such an unbalanced view on believing that you just believe, that's it, you're saved. You know, the devils believe. They don't trust in, adhere to, and rely upon. Right, they believe there is Jesus, and they believe in him. They know who he is. But they don't trust in, adhere to, and rely upon him. It says the devils believe and fear and tremble. So Jesus said, he said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. So there's a condition. He that believes, he that trusts in and hears upon me, that's the Greek word for the word believe, and is baptized, and that word baptizo is to go under the water. It's not a sprinkling, it's not an infant sprinkling, it's not pouring a bit of water over someone's head. Those are different words. But the Greek word for baptism is baptizo, which means to totally dip or immerse under the water. So he that trusts in, adheres to and relies upon Jesus and is dipped under the water will be saved. And these signs will follow them that trust in, adhere to, and rely upon me. This is the continuum of the verse. In my name they will cast out devils, they will speak with new tongues. Then it goes on to say that they lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. If they drink any deadly thing, won't hurt them. They can pick up serpents. And it's talking about that they can handle, they'll take authority over the things of darkness. So over all of those things. And then it says, and the Lord was taken up unto the right hand of God. This is Mark 16, verse 15 to 20. And at verse 20 it says, and they went forth everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word with signs following. So they went out, they spoke the word of God. God gave them a rhema. He gave them a living word to speak to individuals. And then they responded to that word because it had power in it. And signs followed. So it's important to be balanced. It's important to take the whole gospel. It's important to take all the word, to take all of the Bible into account. It's no good to lift a scripture out of context. It's no good to get a whole pile of scriptures and lift them out of context and build a doctrine out of them, because you'll find that all the other scriptures don't fit. You need to take every word in context into consideration. That's the only way to walk in the Lord with safety. Well, we'll leave it there. So if you'd like to help Don and I out at Clear Vision Revival, then just go to the bottom of this page and click on support.